In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brower National Showcase night, and we're glad that you were with us from the beginning. If you missed any of the interviews this evening, just go to WQAM.com, go to where it says podcast, and there we are with every interview this evening from all the coaches that will be taking part in this 2024 edition of the Broward County National Football Showcase. One of the games that will kind of highlight Thursday, and certainly for more than one reason, when Coconut Creek will play at home against Miami Northwestern, as head coach Teddy Bridgewater made his debut last week in a kickoff classic against Miami Palmetto and did darn well. And certainly it's been a work in progress all spring since he's taken over the job, and certainly has done a tremendous job laying the groundwork for the future. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and appreciate you taking part in all these events. It's making your kids a lot better. I know that.
Oh, definitely, man. Thank you guys for having me on. Loving the exposure that it's bringing to these kids. And I'm glad that hard work is being put on notice.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to call you coach, but nevertheless, you've been looking forward to this. I know that. I mean, you every offseason you came back, you supported, and then over the last couple of years, you made it known that you know, when your career is over, that you'd like to come back and coach, and you've done it. And I know you surrounded yourself with a lot of good people, and that, you know, whether it be in college or in the NFL, you're only as good as your coaching staff. Talk about that, because I know that you knew a lot of people, but you have to be on the same page. Your philosophy has to be there. So how has things gone so far?
It's going very good. Like you said, just putting together a staff, putting together a group of men with this, like, mindsets, has been great for these kids. We always talk about speaking the same language. Every coach needs to speak the same language. So when we talk to the kids, it's not a different message being delivered. And my coaches, they do a great job of understanding whatever message I preach, whatever message Torrey Cox has for the defense, Romeo Davis and the special teams, we all on the same page. That way the kids get the same message, and they go out there and they play fast.
Yeah. Two Northwestern Bulls you just mentioned in that little subject with Torrey and Romeo Davis, obviously having that pride. And you know, it's never easy, you know, just because you played someplace, it doesn't automatically believe that you can come back and coach. But the thing that you've done is you've really never separated yourself. I mean, you've always, you know, you're a community guy, and you take a look at the first game and you win 42-7, and I know it looks good, but I'm sure that, you know, come Sunday morning and into Monday into today, you found a lot of things that you needed to work on. Talk about that, because, you know, and I know you, I mean, you're kind of a perfectionist in that way. I'm sure you found, even in a 35-point win, a lot of things that need to be corrected.
Yeah, there's always some things that need to be corrected when you walk away from a game. I think the biggest thing is just eliminating the self-inflicting penalties and the self-inflicting wounds. We had a nice game, about a 30-45-yard game to Nick St. Joseph out in the flat. He ran down the sideline. And one of the guys, Darius Johnson, he actually peeled back, blocked, and it brought us back. Then we ended up punting on that drive. And then the other penalty we had led to another punt. So we punted twice. But the good thing is, you know, even with the penalty that Darius got, you know, usually a kid like on this level would be pissed that his catch got called back. But, you know, Nick Sank was like, hey, coach, nah, man, I actually needed him to get that block for me because I think I might have gotten caught. So it's like, oh, man, I love the brotherhood. You know, I got my brother back. You know, so yeah. It's one of them things where it's like you're mad, but it's like, okay, at least these guys are sticking together. When something goes wrong, it's not like, hey, I'm pointing the fingers. Hey, we could be better. We could fix it. We're going to be all right. And then I think one of the good things and the positives from this game was just the penalties. They probably had about 6 penalties. And if I recall, last year we had so many false starts, so many delay games. We didn't have one. We had one where one of the linemen picked his hand off the ground on 4th and 2, which pushed us back to 4th and 7. That's why we ended up punting again. But it was a clean game. But if we could eliminate those 2 mistakes that led to punts, it would have been even a perfect game.
Yeah, you bring up Booby. Let me tell you something. I know that he's a guy after your own heart. He's a gamer. He's a leader. The kid makes plays. And, I mean, that's what you have pretty much on your roster. I mean, you have those type of kids with the mindset. And as you mentioned, you know, you get younger kids, but you look at like a Calvin Russell, who I'm sure that you've been watching him the last couple years. This is a kid who's obviously one of the big talents nationally. You got Javari Flowers, who obviously you talk about speed. When you last left, that was the mantra of this team, a lot of speed, you know, whether it be Amari Cooper or any of those kids, they always brought a lot to the team. Talk about that, because here's Nick St. Joseph, as you mentioned, he's just a junior. I mean, you have Elijah Hardy, who's another kid who's young. So while you have a lot of talent on the team, this is a young team.
Right, and I think the thing that's separating these guys from the teams in the past is the mental approach that they've taken to the game. You know, from day one, I told them, I want to challenge you guys mentally. And it's easy to go out here and call plays and, hey, orange means this, and it tells everybody what to do. But I'm actually forcing my quarterbacks to call plays, forcing guys to listen to the entire play call in the huddle. Because for me, you know, I want to see these guys continue to play football on Saturdays and on Sundays, and I'm just giving them a head start to where they're trying to go. And they all accepted the challenge mentally, and they just applied it to their games. And even when, like, 2 of the touchdowns happened Saturday night, guys were looking to the sideline. They already knew what play I was going to call because they were so dialed in with the look that we were expecting. They were dialed in, and they knew the tendencies of Palmetto. So it's one of those things that's really going to help them in the long run, because I was a guy, I didn't get it until I got to college from my offensive coordinator, Sean Watson, the mental side of it. So these kids are getting that advantage early, and they're applying it to their games.
Yeah, no doubt. Teddy Bridgewater joining us. He's the head coach at Miami Northwestern. And I know it's something that you did in the spring, and I know the purpose for it is when you lined up a quarterback and you just wanted to show the quarterbacks how easy it was to just distribute the football, because I remember you saying that. Talk about that, because I think that's huge. I mean, you know, you're just, what, less than 6 months out of the game, but yet you're showing them, listen, it's not that tough. Even though I played at this level, it's not that tough. And it seems like it's working.
Yeah, it's definitely working, and I'm glad it's working. You know, it was a challenge at first, but some of these kids, they got to see it before they could believe it. And I just wanted to give them that proof. Listen, it's not as hard it's not as hard as it seems. It's never about me. I just want to show you guys to make it easier for you. And just whether it's in practice and scrimmages, whatever, just giving them an opportunity to just learn another way. Because some of them might learn from film, some might learn from going through it on their own, and some might learn from watching me do it. So it's just different methods of teaching that I've learned over the years. I just tried to apply it to these guys.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Coming up on Thursday evening, playing at Coconut Creek as part of the Broward County National Showcase. I appreciate you. We'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday, and good luck.
I appreciate you guys.
Good stuff. Coach Teddy Bridgewater brings 2&M, which has been a tremendous show. Glad you could be part of it. We'll be back right here next Monday evening. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you later.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.